Welcome to Hometown Alaska, and happy day before Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy. Our topic today is appreciating the volunteers who help make the world go round at community organizations in South Central Alaska. We want to take this hour to offer a public thank you. Are you a volunteer yourself? What work do you do? Share with us why you spend your time doing that. Or perhaps you coordinate volunteers. Tell us how volunteers advance your agency's mission. Or perhaps you've been helped by a volunteer yourself, maybe a nameless stranger who reached out to give you a lift in a difficult time. We'd love to hear from you too. In a moment, I'll share the number and the email so you can participate in this show with us. But first, I'd like to welcome my studio guest, Julie Millington. Welcome, Julie.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I'm delighted to be here today.
I'm so happy to have you. And you have special expertise because you have spent a career herding volunteers for the ushering in the arts. And so we thought you'd have a great perspective on that aspect of volunteering. But I also know that you're a volunteer yourself. So we're going to talk both about your professional role, but also about your personal role. So that's going to be really fun. And I'm delighted to have you, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
I'm thrilled. I've always enjoyed herding a volunteer because they're such delightful people.
Right, right.
And when you get to know them, there's so much depth that they add to your life.
Right, right.
So I'm happy to be here and to calling out and saluting other volunteers and Alaska and in our community.
Well, thank you for partnering with me today. And I think we're going to learn that there's more to volunteering than just helping an organization. There's a lot that happens with the volunteer. And I know that personally, too, working next to people, conversing with them, learning about their lives, you feel good. And plus, you're doing something good. So it's a fantastic win-win. So I've reached out to people across Anchorage, and I think we're going to hear from a number of agencies. But let me throw out our number in case you just heard about it and you want to make sure you get a chance to pipe up and thank your volunteers or tell us a story about being a volunteer or even maybe just thanking a good Samaritan that helped you once who was a volunteer. So our number in Anchorage is 550-8433. If you're in beyond Anchorage, it's 1-888-353-5752. And we welcome your email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And Julie, I can see that the phone lines are lighting up. We do have people who want to thank their volunteers. And I also want to mention that we have a tremendous number of emails that have also come in. So it's a feel-good time before Thanksgiving. We've had a rocky year with a crazy politics and a new, you know, sort of launch into fiscal tight spots here in Alaska, and yet this volunteering and this good work continues to go on. So let's see. Let's start with you just a little bit, Julie. I mentioned in our intro that you spent a career herding volunteers. Tell us about what you did and who you did it for.
Well, until last Friday, I'd been the volunteer coordinator for Ushering in the Arts at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. For 28 years, which was a delightful job. Met some wonderful, giving, loving people that I hope to keep working with in the field of volunteerism. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in upstate New York, and volunteering was just part of what we did in our family.
So it's a generational thing. It's passed down, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. I was digging around on the PAC website, and I saw that there was a little bit of history on the Ushering in the Arts, and it did mention that 300 volunteers, does that sound like the right number?
Approximately. Mm-hmm.
And the service they provide, if you were to put a dollar figure on it, could be $175,000 worth of service.
Actually more than that.
More than that,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. And one other data point was that a lot of them, almost half of them serve for more than 10 years.
Oh, yes. They have a long history. Yeah. And many of them have been with the organization for 20 years. And
wow.
Even a couple for 30.
Wow. Wow. Well, we're getting calls, so let's go to the phone lines and see and start to roll some of these public thank yous out. I'd like to welcome Larry on Hometown Alaska. Hi, Larry.
Hi there.
Hi.
And hi to Julie. I am one of her former volunteers. But But what I am calling about is wanting to thank over 100 volunteers, Alaskan volunteers, about half of which are in Anchorage, who volunteer for the AARP Tax Aid Program. And that's a significant volunteer effort. We're spinning up on training over the next couple months. People will be, the volunteers will be training, and then we'll have our tax preparation season February through mid-April.
Oh, but, tax day. So you help people get ready for tax day?
Well, we prepare free tax returns for low to moderate income people and seniors in Alaska.
Wow, that is a true service.
It
from
sure
someone
is.
Who runs in the opposite direction of numbers. I can't wait till I can qualify to be helped by you. Larry, that's great. Do you have any sense of how many volunteers you have?
It's over 100 statewide, 120, I think, last year. It varies each year with losing some and getting some new folks in. But a little, somewhere over 100. And again, about half of those are in the Anchorage area itself and other, and there. We have tax aid sites around the state, out in the valley, up in Fairbanks, down on the Kenai Peninsula, and down in the Panhandle.
So, Larry, do you have to be kind of a tax guru to be a volunteer with your group?
No. we get people in. Now, it helps if they have computer skills and are, good with numbers, but we have them come in with no tax background at all, and we conduct training, and hopefully they get through the training and are able to assist the Alaskans. And there are even volunteers who aren't as tax-oriented, and so we do have some other roles that they can play, just helping out at the tax site, greeting people.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Through their paperwork.
Thank you so much for calling, and we do have a lot of phone lines lit up, and so I do want to make opportunities for the numbers of people who are holding there. But thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and thanks to your volunteers.
And I would like to just add, you mentioned the financial value. There's certainly a significant financial value of the tax aid program to the state because, we're providing this service to people and saving them, I guess, a lot of money in tax preparation fees and getting them the tax refunds that they deserve.
Well, great, Larry. Thank you so much. And I'm going to turn to Sue. Hi, Sue. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Well, so glad to have you. So who are you saying thank you to today?
Well, I'm the CEO of Girl Scouts of Alaska, and I would like to give a huge thank you to our 1,500 fantastic adult volunteers.
1,500. Wow. Okay. And just in a sentence, what do they do for you?
They are troop leaders. They are robotics coaches. They are presenters at Women of Science Day. They're cookie moms and dads. They're on our board of directors. They mentor girls.
Wow.
And really share their enthusiasm and their skill with girls all across the state.
Sue, thank you so much for calling in. And Julie and I are both smiling and thinking good thoughts for all your volunteers and thanking them, too. So thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. And again, thank you to all our volunteers.
All right. I'd like to welcome Dale. Hi, Dale. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Kathleen. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm the head of school for Pacific Northern Academy, and I'd just love to thank all the volunteers that we have from the community and all of our parents for the thousands of hours they put in to make this school a great place for our kids to learn.
How many do you think you have? Do you have any idea?
Oh, well, probably 200 or 300 volunteers throughout the year. Between both sets of parents and grandparents and a lot of community members that help put on our auction and all of our parents, we have about 75 parents that put on an auction that we couldn't have our program without. So.
Wow. And here I'm thinking parents are some of the biggest, busiest people in the community, and they're still stepping up at school. So, Dale, thank you for calling. I'm going to move on to some of our other callers here, but thank you so much for calling, and thanks to your volunteers, too.
Well, thanks for all you're doing, and have a good day.
Thank you. Gosh, we just got them coming in. So, Julie, you will have time to talk. Don't worry. We're going to get back to your volunteer experiences. I'd like to welcome Ingvil. Hello, Ingvil.
Hello, hello. How are you today, Kathleen?
I am just fine. So nice to hear your voice.
Hi, thank you. And hello, Julie, as well.
Hello.
And who are you thanking?
I'm thanking all the volunteers that have hitherto volunteered for Spinard Jazz Fest every year that we do a jazz festival. And in fact, thanking all the musicians who are practically volunteering because we don't pay them a whole bunch. I would also like to let everyone know that we're recruiting volunteers for the future Jazz Fest next year, which is going to be in June. So, you know, the people who have been thanked but still feel energized enough to take on another duty, they're very welcome to come to us and hear music for free and help us out with the festival. So we're 100% run, you know, volunteer, everything, except that we pay a small fee to the musicians that perform.
Ingvil,
so without that, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Your festival is in June?
Yeah, it's the first weekend of June.
And is there a website if people want to sign up and volunteer? And I will offer that to all of our callers. If people want to find out more about your organization, you're on the web?
Yeah, spinardjazzfest.org.
All right.
Pretty simple.
All right. Well, Ingvil, thank you so much.
This.
Yeah.
Thank you for your program. Thank
great.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Ingvil. Julie, hello. How are you?
Hi.
You're still alive and well.
I'm thrilled.
I know, me
all.
Too. I'm thrilled.
It's wonderful.
This is great. It makes me feel good and excited about all this participation. So I'd like to welcome Dave onto Hometown Alaska. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm a volunteer, and I'd like to thank the organization I volunteer for. I'm retired, and I'm a people person, and here I am volunteering for Habitat Humanity's Restore. And for those who haven't heard of it, we take donations of residential construction materials and appliances, and we sell them at rock bottom prices. And being a people person, I get to walk around, help customers. I get to work at as part of a real diverse team for people with all different backgrounds. And in a 4-hour shift, I probably do 14,000 steps and lift heavy things.
Get your fitness in there.
I'm working hard and just loving every minute of it. And I think Habitat gave me a great opportunity, and I'd give a strong recommendation to those who are retired and have time. Get off your butt. Go out there and do something fun.
Okay, Dave. That's an endorsement for community volunteering that I have not heard before, but I think it's a good one. So, well, thank you so much for calling. And I do need to move on because we've got lots of callers coming in and they want to do the same thing you're doing. So I'd like to welcome Laura. Hi, Laura. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. And what group are you with?
I'm with the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association. So we serve people living with HIV and AIDS and prevent the disease throughout Alaska.
So tell me about what your volunteers do.
So a core of our volunteers helps us run our syringe access program, and we provide free, clean syringes and injection works to people who are injecting drugs. And what that does is it keeps them from getting HIV and keeps them from getting hepatitis C and just reduces the amount of infections that we have in our community overall. And, of course, we see heroin skyrocketing not only across our state but also in the nation. And we have about 12 volunteers who donate hours every week on top of their regular busy lives to help run the exchange and actually take in the used needles and get them disposed of the right way. So one story is that in September, we actually had our prevention coordinator left the organization, and we had, like typically happens, you have 3 to 4 weeks where you're trying to fill the position and you don't have it all quite figured out. And our volunteers stepped up and donated 128 hours of their time in just a few weeks to keep the program running and make sure that everyone had the supplies they needed to make sure that they don't get lifelong diseases.
Right, or perhaps end up in emergency rooms with infections or things like that that are also expensive solutions. And so this is a sort of preemptive move on that. Well, Laura, thank you so much for calling in. And you guys are on the web. 4A's would be on the web if people want to find a way to volunteer for your group. Am I right?
Yeah, it's Alaskan with an N on the end, AlaskanAIDS.org. And under Get Involved, they can find our volunteer information.
Fantastic. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to call today.
Thank you. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. You still there, Julie?
I love this.
Yeah. You have time to sip your water and think.
It tells others what's going on in our community and what possibilities there are for us to be involved.
And just what look we've heard. We've heard from Girl Scouts and school volunteers and syringe exchange. I mean, some critical things that we're seeing really skyrocket in our community. I'm going to go ahead and welcome Kimberly onto Hometown Alaska. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for having me today.
What a sunny voice you have.
I just wanted to thank the volunteers that volunteered for Salvation Army last year, 2015. The total number for last year was 59,290 volunteers throughout the year.
Wow.
But I
it's the size of a small city.
Yes, but we offer a lot of things throughout the community that require a lot of volunteers. We have adult rehabilitation. We have the Clitheroe Center, which provides professional affordable treatment services to adults who are addicted to alcohol and other drugs. The McKinnell House is a homeless. It's a shelter for homeless families. So we have a lot of other things that we do in the community. But with the holiday season just around the corner, I also want to put a plug out there that we're still recruiting volunteers for our Red Kettle Ring the Bell donations, and also for the Neighborhood Gift Program, which distributes food and presents to those that are in need. And that requires hundreds of volunteers per shift. So if there's anybody out there that has any free time and is, you know, wanting something to do, just jump onto the Alaska Salvation Army website, click on the Volunteer Locally link, and punch in any Anchorage zip code, and all of our opportunities will pop up, and you just click on it. The site is user-friendly.
Wow, well, that sounds very great, Kimberly. It's certainly the season when people's minds turn to volunteering, but you probably need help all year round. So people can build it into their schedules when it works for them, too. So,
correct.
So good. Well, that's great. Thank you for calling. And wow, thank you to your 59,000 volunteers. That's an army of people, for sure.
We do appreciate them, that's for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Kimberly.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Julie, what?
I was just thinking that how these people are out in the field and doing so much good work, and people listening may think there isn't necessarily a need if they don't feel comfortable doing that sort of outreach. But there's a need to answer the phone, to support all these people that are describing their work today. So I think it's worth calling those organizations or getting on their websites and helping in a small way.
It's like Larry, you know, the people that help older Alaskans with their taxes. You don't have to be a tax guru.
Mm-hmm.
You could be someone who's good at answering the phone. So, yeah, don't be afraid of some of these volunteer opportunities. Give them a call and see what you can do for them. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and welcome Moira. Hi, Moira.
Hey, Kathleen. How are you?
I am great. Where are you calling from?
I work with the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. I'm the director of the Live, Work, Play program, and we work with over 200 volunteers every year who are working to make Anchorage the number one city in America to live, work, and play by 2025.
How do they do that?
Well, it's really a fantastic group. You know, you were talking earlier about how, you know, these are people who have day jobs and families, sometimes the busiest people, and they're divided into seven different working groups dedicated to housing, community safety, education and workforce development, diversity and inclusion, the creative placemaking, the trails, as well as workplace well-being. And they meet monthly, and they pick initiatives that they're going to, as community activists, move forward on, and then they really make it happen. So, for example, this year they initiated a compassionate panhandling campaign to redirect money from giving directly to panhandlers to going to a website, anchoragecares.org, where you can donate to homeless service agencies.
Mm-hmm.
They're helping to start a new local private arts council, supporting signs and new maps on our trail systems, just really a million different ways that they're trying to make our community the best that it possibly can be.
Well, that's awesome. And you don't often think of sort of quality of life as a place to volunteer. And yet you've just demonstrated a million different ways that the quality of life in Anchorage can be improved through volunteer in many different ways, whether it's trails, as you said, or education. So that's amazing. So obviously there's a Live, Work, Play website for people who might have heard something today that they want to get engaged with.
Yep, absolutely. The AEDCweb.com website has all the information about the Live, Work, Play initiative. And I just want to give a big thanks to all of our volunteers who they show up to, dozens of events during the year and meetings, and they care about the city. Their passion is just so palpable. And really, I have to say, throughout this program, everything I've heard, it just tells us that Alaska runs on our volunteers. It's the lifeblood of the state. So it's just wonderful to have an opportunity to thank everybody publicly.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Maura. And it is very affirming to hear both the volume of people who are helping, the volume of programs, but the spirit in their voice. It's pretty amazing. So,
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kathleen and Julie. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. So, Julie, I'm going to continue because we still have calls.
We should.
And we haven't gotten to the emails yet, which we have a number of wonderful emails that we're also going to share on the air. But I'd like to go with Sally. Hello, Sally.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? I had you on speaker. This is Sally with Alaska Rural Veterinary Outreach, and we are a volunteer, all-volunteer group that puts together veterinary teams to go out to remote rural communities and provide spay-neuter, rabies, and vaccines, and general health, wellness, and education to rural pets, many of whom have never seen a vet.
Wow. So these people definitely have some particular skills. You're looking for your volunteers are veterinarians or vet techs, right?
Yes, they are. Since we started, our first clinic was in October of 2012, and at that clinic, we helped 27 animals, and we thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And since then, we've done 18 more clinics in many different communities, and our total number of animals that we've helped, the majority of which have been spay-neuter surgeries, is 895, or almost 900 animals. And we are currently planning clinics for this coming spring. We are all volunteer. We have no paid staff. And I have to tell you that at the very core of our mission to help rural pets and their people are the veterinarians and the technicians who volunteer their time. They take time off from their own clinics, their own families, and they get on these little planes and they go out to faraway places and set up shop in some very interesting spots, I have to tell you. They are not regular clinics.
Sure.
And they do an amazing job. And we have other volunteers also. We have lots of people who want to volunteer for us and may not realize that we're not a regular rescue group. And where we could use a little help sometimes is with administrative work. And we also have some ARVO volunteers. Our nickname is ARVO, who provide transportation for animals that we help that need to fly into Anchorage. Mm. And we will provide the transportation to and from the vet clinic. We have a partnership relationship with a vet clinic here in town who will do low-cost spay-neuters for us. So if someone has missed a clinic or they have a really urgent situation, we try to help them that way.
Wow. Well, Sally, I have to move on because this has really hit a nerve here in Anchorage.
It's very impressive work they're doing.
Yes.
Thank you. It's an honor to be in such good company with all these other groups. And thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Sally. It's great to hear from you. And thank you to all your volunteers as well.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'd like to welcome Krista onto Hometown Alaska. Hi, Krista.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes. You're from the food bank, I see.
I am from the food bank, and I just wanted to call in to say a big thank you to all our wonderful volunteers that we have throughout the year. We have about 2,000 volunteers with an average of 20,000 hours every year, and they truly are the lifeline of our organization. And I just also want to say a special thank you to all the volunteers that came out and worked Thanksgiving Blessing. We had a bunch of different sites in Anchorage and Eagle River, as well as the Mattsu Valley. It looks like we had about 1,900 volunteers in Anchorage and Eagle River, and then 550 in the Valley as well. So enormous effort, and we're so thankful for them.
Krista, I wanted to, this is just a chance to say a little story. I'm sort of newly having retired from full-time work, and so I'm finding that I have more opportunity. So Monday I was out at St. Patrick's, and the story I wanted to share, you know, I was giving out green beans, peas, and corn, making them available for people who were putting together their Thanksgiving meals. And working next to me was a woman who worked for hours with me. And then at the very end, I saw her in the line. She needed food as well. So she was volunteering and she was in need. And it was pretty heartwarming to see that. And the other thing I'll say is it was just lovely standing there working side by side with other people in Anchorage. It was just a really fulfilling experience. So,
yeah. Blessing is an amazing experience. It's a great way for the community to get together and experience it.
Right, right. And of course, people think of it at this time of feasting. You know, they want everyone to have a good meal and an opportunity to say thanks for their blessings. So if it weren't for you guys, I think there were something like 8,000 meals that were put together by this.
Yeah, I think we actually got close to, we're up above 8,000, which is more than we had last year, about 11% increase from last year.
Right, right.
And then we'll be doing this. I know Salvation Army called in, but we'll be working with them for a neighborhood gift on the 13th and 14th. So if people are interested in volunteering for that, they can go to the Salvation Army website or the foodbankofalaska.org. We also have a sign up for our food side.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah,
Krista, it was great to hear from you.
All right, thank you. Take care.
So, Julie, do you mind if I keep going?
I think we should.
Okay.
We have to.
We would really like to get all these folks on the air. I'd like to welcome Kristen to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I am great. Which group are you with?
I'm with the One Campaign. We are a campaigning and advocacy organization of more than 7 million members worldwide, and we're working to end extreme poverty and preventable disease. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Sue Stone, who is my team member. We're a team of two, basically. So she has been working super hard with me and doing so much lately. I just wanted to give her a huge thanks. And also a huge thanks to my mom, Pam Barbeau, because she's sort of an extra team member when we need another body.
Who do you call? You call your mom.
exactly. Can always call on mom. Invite anyone else who is interested in working to work on poverty and preventable disease and other issues like that around the world. We think globally, but we're acting locally, trying to get people more involved, and a lot of it is stuff that people here in Alaska can understand. We work on things like energy access and things like that that people in the bush and stuff can understand and relate to. So, and we don't ask for money. We're just asking for your voice, doing things like writing letters and making calls to our members of Congress and sometimes the president. So it's pretty easy actions and don't take much time, but it makes a big difference.
And Kristen, do you have a website here in Anchorage that people can?
We don't currently have a local website, but the national website's one.org. And I'm the congressional district leader, so I'd be glad to give out my email if it helps anyone who's interested in getting involved. So.
All right. Well, maybe we'll take it off offline and then put it on our website rather than open it up to everybody. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kristen, so much for taking the time to call in.
Thank you, Kathleen. Have a good one.
You too. And now I'm going to welcome Robin on Hometown Alaska. Hi, Robin.
Hi there. And hi, Julie. A big hello to you.
Hi, Robin.
This is Robin Devlin. How are you? I'm from the Alaska Botanical Garden, and I want to give a huge shout out to our volunteers. We have folks who get their hands dirty digging in the dirt for us. They plant up for us. They weed all summer. They do an amazing job of taking care of the Alaska Botanical Garden. What a lot of folks don't know is that we also have a really vibrant school program. We go into 8 of the 11 Title I schools in Anchorage and do an after-school program where for 5 years we work with the same schools. We're growing food. We're teaching them about nutrition. And those volunteers are just really remarkable. And, of course, we have volunteers, our board of directors, and all of the events that we put on. There's no way that we could do what we do at the Alaska Botanical Garden without volunteers. So I just wanted to give a real shout-out to them. And on a side note, I also wanted to thank Julie for all of her years of service because the volunteer program that she's created is just remarkable. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for putting this on the air.
Well, ditto that, Julie, because I'm someone who visits the Botanical Garden. I'm someone who goes to the PAC for arts events, and knowing how much volunteers contribute to these experiences that I value very much, I really appreciate that. So
they are wonderful people. They're wonderful people to know and to work with.
Yeah.
And I've volunteered for the Botanical Gardens in the past and look forward to having more time to spend with them in the future.
In our frantic summer, long days of sun, we're out there. We're just adding more activities in the summer to fit. Well, okay. So, Robin, thank you so much for calling in, and thanks to your volunteers.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, I think we should take a little breather here, don't you, Julie?
Well, it does make you breathless when you hear about all this great work being done, and that's what makes Anchorage and the surrounding areas the communities we want to live in.
Yeah. We may think that everything's going to hell in a handbasket, and then you hear stories like this, and it's like, whoa, you know?
And that's where you can put your energy now if you have any.
Yeah.
If you happen to have any negative energy flowing through, you should reach out.
Yes. As that one woman said from the WIN campaign, we think globally, but we act locally. Mm-hmm. I liked that. Well, we're going to take a little break now. If you've been listening, this is Hometown Alaska, and I'm Kathleen McCoy.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media. The program repeats tonight at 8 p.m. on KSKA Anchorage and will not be taking phone calls. You can find Hometown Alaska on iTunes or listen at alaskapublic.org.
Welcome back to Hometown Alaska. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy, and I'm here with Julie Millington, a person who has worked with volunteers her entire career, but has also been a lifelong volunteer. And we're just catching our breath here.
We are.
Because we just had a whirlwind of calls, and we wanted to get them on so much because people really want to say thank you. And that's what we wanted this hour to be. And my goodness, we were just inundated. I'm going to share the phone numbers again. We also have letters, and I'm going to also get to these letters next. But let me just throw out those numbers. 550-8433 in Anchorage, 1-888-353-5752 statewide. And we can take emails at hometown@alaskapublic.org. Julie, let's just reflect a moment on that whirlwind experience we just had. I mean, we heard from people in the arts, people in schools, people dealing with heroin addiction in our community, trying to prevent it from getting bigger than it is. We heard but from people who work in gardens to make Anchorage a more beautiful place.
And if you have, there's a place for you, whether you want to work inside or outside in this community.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of organizations. If your passion and your inclination is to be outside and volunteering, there is a place for you. And if you like being solitary or helping out in a very low-key way, these organizations would welcome you as well. You just need to not overcommit right away.
Right. You don't want to burn yourself out.
Right.
You want to be there for the long haul if you can be. So, and a small amount of time can make a big difference. Doesn't mean that it's...
It can make a huge difference. And volunteer coordinators can train you, make you feel comfortable, and educate you about the organization.
Mm-hmm. And you'll know more about your community, too. And you'll meet people that you might not have had the chance to meet.
You meet tremendous people. And most of those people also volunteer for other organizations. And the people are fascinating. And you will enlarge your friendship circle, and you'll be so grateful.
You'll be enriched, really,
yes.
by helping others. Well, I'm going to make a commitment to reading letters. We have a couple callers that are holding, but I'm going to go ahead and try to get to a few letters quickly. got a letter here from Lori Evans-Deneen from the Archdiocese of Anchorage would like to give a shout-out for a blessed Thanksgiving to our volunteers, for whom we are very thankful. So many good people helped to make the 50th anniversary Season of Blessings events and the recent installation of Archbishop Paul Etienne, the fourth Archbishop of Anchorage, faith-filled and fabulous. So thank you. That's a letter from Lori Evans-Deneen, and she is the Executive Director of the Catholic Foundation of Alaska at the Anchorage Diocese. So, Lori, thank you for sending that in, and we shared it with our listeners. Another one from Alicia King with the Chugach National Forest. She's mentioning that they use volunteers for many things with the forest to accomplish their mission of sustaining the health of the forest, the diversity of the forest, and the productivity of the forest. And her volunteers, or the Forest Service volunteers, are partners and youth from the Chugach Children's Forest. And their motto is caring for the land and serving people. So thank you to all of you for helping us care for the land. So that comes from Alicia King at the Forest Service, the Chugach National Forest. Wow. Okay. And I'm going to do one more because we really appreciate people taking the time. I have one from Andre Shakin. We would like to express our deepest gratitude to hundreds of medical and non-medical volunteers, health educators, exhibitors, and partner agencies. You make the health fairs possible. Thank you for your contribution of time and life energy, for making sure that each event goes smoothly and that our clients are happy, and for giving them the opportunity to learn more about important health topics. Thousands of hours are donated to the health fair each year by our huge family of dedicated volunteers and partners. Thank you. I am a person that goes to the health fair every year, and I appreciate you raised your hand too.
Yes, so, I do.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a call, shall we, Julie?
Let's do it.
You up for it? Okay. I'm going to welcome Sarah from Anchorage. Hi, Sarah. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hello, Kathleen. This is Sarah from the 100 Stone Project.
Oh, hello, Sarah. I know you.
I know you too.
Welcome. And well, I bet I know what volunteers have been doing for you, but go ahead and tell us that.
Well, there have been nearly 600 volunteers that have made the 100 Stone Project and the 100 Stone Survivors happen, including some of our unions, Ironworkers 751 and Laborers 341, and so many different organizations, entities, individuals, families across our entire state. Nearly 600 people made this project happen and now are helping to pay it forward to another artist with the Humanities Forum.
Well, that's wonderful. That was a very moving exhibit that was on display last December through February, something like that, down at Point Warrensoff.
That's right. It was 5 months at Point Warrensoff, mm-hmm. starting in November, actually. And now we're at Alaska Pacific University, the 43 surviving statues.
Mm-hmm. And the paying it forward, how does that happen, Sarah?
Oh, well, we are offering our surviving statues for sale and for sponsorship. We're also offering handmade items. All of the dollars will be pooled at the Alaska Humanities Forum from people who want to bring a statue home or sponsor a statue for permanent public display. And those dollars are being pooled at the forum, and we'll be announcing a grant opportunity. And we have a grant goal at the very minimum of $15,000, which was the same opportunity I was given by the Light Brigade and the Anchorage Park Foundation.
It's a really interesting way of feeding into the vitality of the community by not just service, but actually creating opportunities based on the benefits you've had, then turning around and finding a way to give that benefit to somebody else. So, Sarah, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to have to move on to some other callers,
yes,
but
thank
you so much.
Kathleen.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too. Julie, I'm going to go ahead and welcome Anna. Hi, Anna. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. My name's Anna Bryant, and I work at AFACT, Anchorage Faith and Action Congregations Together. And I would like to thank the members and leaders of our 16 congregations that we work with for all they do for the community of Anchorage, speaking out and researching about community issues that people care about.
Well,
and I could list those 16 churches if you'd like me to.
Well, I think we probably should get other callers on because, you know, but I had not heard of your organization before.
I had not either.
Yeah. Could you give me one example of sort of something you've worked on?
Well, for instance, a few years ago at Central Lutheran Church, we had some, on the edge of Fairview, had children that were hanging out in the church after school because they had nowhere to go. So the members of the church started talking to the kids and their parents, and they organized to talk to the city about helping fund an after-school kid program, kid care program, hosted at the church, but it was run by Boys and Girls Club. And that was one of our first things we worked on 8 years ago. And those that program is still in place and partly funded from the municipality still. And I think we've served something like 1,000 children in the Fairview community there.
That's a very exciting.
It is.
For young people to have a place to go.
Right. And also, the thing I'm hearing in this is solution-oriented. Like, there's a problem, you identify the problem, and then you put your thinking caps on and figure out, well, what resources do we have here to deal with this problem? That's very positive and affirming, and there is no shortage of problems that we can work on, right?
Absolutely. We're working now. We're still working on some detox issues, Medicaid expansion, homelessness, of course, bike and pedestrian safety. So our churches are really getting out there and working for the community.
Well, that's wonderful, so Anna.
Thank you for calling in.
AnchorageFact.org is our website.
Say it one more time, Anna.
AnchorageFact.org.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
I'm going to welcome Lisa to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Lisa.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for waiting on the phone there. You're from Beans Cafe?
Beans Cafe and the Children's Lunchbox, yes, and we could not do what we do without the generosity of our volunteers and really the entire community. We have over 1,200 active volunteers, some people that come almost daily, some that come weekly, some that come once a month, some people that come just on Christmas Day to help serve, but it all makes a difference and helps us make sure that we're able to feed the most needy in our community.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for calling. And obviously, there is a website for Beans Cafe. And if people want to find out how they can get in and start helping, they can find it on your website.
Absolutely. It's beanscafe.org.
Easy to remember. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
I'm going to read a letter. Julie, you're doing okay,
right? Good idea.
By the way, just for our listeners, Judy Millington is sharing the studio with me today. She did a whole career of working with volunteers in the arts, with ushering in the arts, and we talked a little bit about the numbers of volunteers and the commitment. But she's also been a volunteer her whole life, and as different people have called in, you are
recognizing them, their names, their work. It's very inspiring.
And they're recognizing you, too, as a volunteer in some of their organizations, right? So let me read a letter, because we have about a dozen letters. I'm trying to get them on the air. This one comes from the Spirit of Youth, Karen Zeman. Spirit of Youth is very happy to have this opportunity to thank the volunteers that make our programs a success. Whether you took the time to nominate a youth for Spirit of Youth recognition, volunteered with our Alaska Teen Media Institute, or serve on our generous board of directors sharing your time, talent, and treasures. You are critical to our success. We appreciate you. There you go. Maybe I should do one more. What do you think?
I think so.
All right, let me see. We thank the volunteers. Here we go.
Those of you that are waiting on the line, don't give up.
Right,
because we're watching you blink, and we'll come back to you.
Yes, we're committed to getting through to you. I'm going to read a quick letter from Jessica Speed, who is employed by the Nature Conservancy and coordinates the Matsu Basin Salmon Habitat Partnership. And they had their 9th annual Matsu Salmon Science and Conservation Symposium last week. And she wants to thank the 40 incredible volunteers who made it possible to have a successful event. So, Jessica, we read your letter, and thank you to your volunteers. So maybe we'll go back to the phones and blend in another. Hi, Grace and Susie. Welcome to Hometown Alaska. You're a duo on the phone, huh?
Yep, two of us.
Okay, tell us why you're calling.
We're calling in to say thank you to all of our bigs who give so much of their time and energy to the littles in our program. We're with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Alaska. And, you know, our volunteers are investing in these relationships and building friendships with these kids, and they really give a lot of themselves. So a big thank you to all of them out there.
Well, wonderful. And how many do you have, roughly, relationships going on here? Do you have any numbers?
It's about 700 statewide.
Okay.
And building.
Okay. So we heard from Susie. Now we're going to hear from Grace?
No, that was Susie. Okay. Grace is the first person.
Okay. So, all right. So what was the second message you guys had for us today?
Well, we just wanted to talk about an event we had recently, and I will let Grace talk about that.
Yeah, we just had a Thanksgiving dinner with one of our programs, the SYNC program, and it was really successful. It was a really nice way for our bigs and littles to get to celebrate the holiday together. Everybody brought food. We got to hang out, play games, and get to know each other. And it was organized by one of our volunteers. She hosted it for us. It was just an amazing event, and we really appreciate everything that these volunteers do for us and are willing to give to our program.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we currently have 75 littles on the wait list here in Anchorage. So if anybody is interested in becoming a volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters, they can check out our website at bbbsak.org. That's all I wanted to add.
Okay, and that was actually what I was going to ask you. And what qualifications does someone need to be a big?
They just need to have the desire to help a youth. There aren't a lot of specific requirements. They do have to go through an interview and background checks and reference checks and things like that. But the main qualification is a desire to help a youth.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to say thanks to Grace and Susie, and a shout out to your many volunteers that are helping young people come up with support in our community. So thank you so much. And we're going to move on to another caller. But thanks again. And now I'd like to welcome Kaylee from Star. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you. Tell us about your volunteer situation.
Well, Star uses volunteers in...
That might have been my fault. I'm sorry. I lost Kaylee from Star, and I may have hit the wrong button. So, Kaylee, if you're with us, please call back. We'd love to hear your story on the air. Let me think. I'll slide in one more of our thank you letters. Oh yes, I did hear from the Civil Air Patrol, and it was interesting. I heard basically from Brian Emerson, who's their public affairs officer, and they have 210 cadets and 520 senior members in 17 squadrons across the state doing Civil Air Patrol work. And he especially wanted to give a shout out to four volunteers who just November 2nd were involved in a search and rescue to help the Alaska Air National Guard look for a missing aircraft in the Alaska Range. So he wanted to thank Caleb Newville, Jim Mullen, Steve Sammons, and Andrew Grissetti, who participated in this. And they did recover the body of a deceased pilot. And, of course, that was so important to the family. And this is the kind of work that these people do, and it isn't easy. But that was one volunteer that we promised to thank, one group that we promised to read their letter. I'm going to squeeze one more in here. Anchorage Animal Care and Control sent us a letter. They have 50 active volunteers and foster families and over 15 active community rescue groups. And they shout out thanks to Kathy, Teresa, Michelle, Carol, and Vicky, who've worked for more than 10 years as volunteers for them. And their volunteers do everything from give shelter dogs a morning walk. They spend time sitting with frightened dogs or cats. They clean out litter boxes, grow cat grass, make toys. They do all kinds of volunteer work that helps make the animal experience in the shelter better, and they try to help foster rescue and adoption. So that's a huge part of our community. So how are you doing, Julia?
I love to listen to all this. I don't really need to talk. We need to hear their voices.
Yes, we have blinking lights. And we got Kaylee back from Star. Welcome back, Kaylee. I think I fumbled with a finger and lost you. So welcome back.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. So go ahead and tell us what volunteers do for you at Star.
Excellent. Our volunteers, we have a variety of volunteers. Our primary crisis line responders after hours, and on weekends and holidays are volunteers. We have 50 active volunteers working on the crisis line now who have dedicated themselves to going through a very comprehensive, intense training to learn all of the resources and options that are available for anyone impacted by sexual violence. And their loved ones and their families and anyone who is supporting them can also call on that line. We have information about mandated reporting for anyone who has a question about it. And our volunteers staff that line 24 hours a day and can answer a variety of questions, as well as act as emissaries in the community to people who may not understand all of the options or rights or resources that are available to victims of sexual assault. We also have a number of interns in our office, and we have office volunteers who help out with administrative duties. And we have some extremely dedicated events volunteers that help out with our fundraising events year after year after year. And I would like to say that some of our volunteers have been active on the crisis line and with active with STAR for over a decade, and some up to 14 years.
Wow, that's very important work and hard work to do.
Very important work.
Yeah.
I applaud all of them for dedicating.
Yeah. Well, Kaylee, thank your volunteers, and we're so glad that you could take advantage of this opportunity to give them a public thank you.
A decade
of work, 14 years of work in one of the hardest areas probably to give your service. So thank you so much for calling.
It's very rewarding, though, I understand. So I also wanted to say that if anyone was interested in joining our ranks, the first step is to visit our website at www.staralaska.com, and they can fill out an online application, and they'll be contacted from there. And we would love to join more people to our ranks. The more, the better.
All right, Kaylee, thank you so much
thank
for taking
you
the
so
time.
Much.
All right, take care. Julie Millington, we're moving on to another caller. Is that okay with you?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
Chantel, you're with NeighborWorks. Welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Thank you. Thank you for putting this program on for us.
Happy to do it. Tell us about your volunteers.
Yeah, so throughout the year, we have just dozens of volunteers who come out and do projects with us, anything from helping paint houses for people who don't have the ability or capacity to get their houses repainted, to putting in community gardens, cleaning up the Midtown area, helping with our winter celebration for families, and really just pitching in whenever we need a hand. And we're just so grateful that we have such wonderful communities, both in Anchorage and the Matsu Valley.
Wonderful. And if people want to step up and start volunteering, how do they find out about you?
Absolutely. We have a website that is nwalaska.org, like neighborworksalaska.org, or they can drop by our office in Midtown on A Street.
All right, Chantel, thank you so much. Again, people making the quality of life in Anchorage better for all of us. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Moving right along, I'm going to welcome Joanna from YWCA. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how's it going?
Excellent. My ears are burning.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tell us about volunteers at the YWCA.
So we have extraordinary volunteers working for us and dedicating their time and energy through all of our programs, through our youth empowerment, through women's wellness, through the economic empowerment, social justice. And, of course, we have a lot of event volunteers as well, all working towards our mission, which is to eliminate racism and empower women.
Wonderful. So that's your mission is sort of bolstering women in the world.
Absolutely, yes.
Including young girls.
Absolutely, yes. And I as the youth empowerment manager, and I'm very thankful for our youth volunteers, because they are the majority of the volunteers that we have are through the youth program, and they dedicate so much time and positive energy to youth, and specifically young girls, and give them an opportunity to feel empowered and make them empowered themselves.
I know how important. I can remember being in school and a teacher saying something to me that made me feel good, and sets a course in your life, like you feel valuable. Someone's noticed you, said something personally to you, and those relationships can be so meaningful for a young person. So, Joanna, thank you so much for calling. And I know you're on the web, so if people are trying to reach out and maybe step in your ranks of volunteers, they know how to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
We're going to move along because we still have blinking lights and about 4 minutes to go. So I'm going to welcome Elisa. Hello, Elisa. Elise.
Hi. Hi. See, I'm just calling to thank the over 3,000 folks who are part of Great Alaska Schools. We are a completely no money organization. It's all grassroots. And these folks have come together to just bring awareness around public education and ensuring that every kid has access to that. And so folks have done everything from making a phone call to writing a letter to attending a women's ski or a women's run or the reading rendezvous. They've been all over. And again, it's over 2,000 folks.
Well, that's wonderful. Elise, do you have a website if people want to step in and start working in your area?
Sure. GreatAlaskaSchools.com. And people are doing things all over this state. There's hopefully very soon, I think in just a few weeks, there's going to be folks gathering to think about what we're going to do for our really fun public schools appreciation week. So that would be something that folks can try to think about what they can do to help their community see all the good things happening in school.
Well, that's great, Elisa, and thank you for taking the time to call. And I'm going to try to squeeze another call in here. We're down to minutes here. So thank you, Elise, and I'd like to welcome Tracy on Hometown Alaska. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Thank you for getting us in. We're very excited to recognize our volunteers today.
I saw you popping up and, then going away and coming back. So thank you for coming back. But tell us quickly, we only have a couple of seconds, really. So shout out to your volunteers.
So our volunteers at Providence Alaska Medical Center are they really directly meet our mission and our values here at Providence. They are filling unfulfilled needs on a daily basis that provide support and relief to our caregivers, and it's pretty immeasurable. We have volunteers that range in ages and diversity, and they dedicate their time, gifts, and talents to the service of others. And they do it freely and gladly. And we have over 200 volunteers who provide over 30,000 hours a year. They really are a vital part of our workforce here at Providence, and we just are very happy to be able to thank them.
All right. Well, thank you to, more than 200 volunteers at Providence Hospital. Thank you, Tracy, and I'm so glad you got in. I'm going to just say thank you to Kelly, Girls on the Run, and Lisa from Catholic Social Services. We didn't manage to get to you. We were trying so hard. I want to thank all of our callers. You were fantastic people. Thank you. And thank your volunteers. Julie, thank you for sitting here. We didn't get to talk as much as I thought we would.
Need another program, I
think. We didn't think so. And so Hometown Alaska is off next week, but we'll be back on December 7th. I'll be your host again, and we'll have Kurt Riemann of Sure Real Studios goes on with us talking about his passion, saving the music of Alaska. Hometown Alaska is on the web at alaskapublic.org. Thanks to Dave Waldron, our web editor and audio engineer. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and thanks for joining us today on Hometown Alaska. I'm Kathleen McCoy.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.